John Madison Landscape.
Hey, good evening. This is Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with John. Is he in right now?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, of course. You can just tell him that I gave him a ring and give me a call back here. It's 858-225-2347.
And what was your name again?
My name is Pete.
And who were you with? I'm sorry.
Bank of Cardiff. C-A-R, like car, D-I-F-F, like the word different.
Uh-huh. And can I tell him what it's regarding?
Yeah, I was on the phone with him back in June regarding capital for the business and a little bit of equipment financing towards year end. And yeah, he just told me to circle back later on. Does anybody else handle that for you guys?
Yeah, I do. That's why you happen to get transferred to my line. And
perfect.
I know that right now we're fine. It doesn't look like we need. We've been extremely busy, and of course, you know, storms help us.
Yeah.
You know, don't want to sound like the person that raining on that, but yeah, kind of helps us a little bit.
Are you gonna get a lot of bids in with this past hurricane in?
What happens is a lot of people start getting like nervous, and like we've had a lot of calls like for drainage and. You know, where things that people start getting nervous, like, oh, if another one comes, you know, I see where my bad spots are, you know, that type of thing. So that does. We're about 40 miles from the coast.
So you're pretty much right in the middle of it.
Yeah, so we had about 65-mile-an-hour gust on that night.
Saturday, Friday?
Yeah, it was late Friday, early Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it took a jog about 3 in the morning that missed us and kind of made it up a little bit north of us, which is good. So that couldn't have been in our favor, but just enough to scare everybody, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Floridian. I've been in Central Florida all my life, so.
Not your first rodeo.
Yeah. So it's like you're just, you know, hoping, you know, houses now are to withstand, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing's going to be crazy, but you can get a good work in, though.
Yeah, it's managed the trees falling on houses is the biggest issue that, you know, for people to be scared of, and the storm surges are the two things that are really dangerous, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much it nowadays. Anything else, that's only one of the only things that's still out of control, anybody's control, or it's not too much, what's the word I'm looking for, like preparation you could do for it, besides just kind of clearing out trees that are closer to your house, but...
Mm-hmm. And you never have any clue which way they're going to fall. So
that's
So a lot of the new subdivisions don't put all those big oaks in because they're so heavy and they hold so much water and they're very light rooted, you know. So
those things probably come out of pretty easily.
Yeah, even in my neighborhood, we had some, you know, they weren't grown very high, but they fell over, you know, I can imagine they're already weak at their root anyway, so... You can imagine later on, and if they got to be, you know, 25, you know, 50 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Another 10 years from now, the same storm comes around, that tree's going.
In your house, yeah. So, but yeah, no, I will tell him, and if he says anything different than me, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Yeah. If you guys have jobs coming in, it was regarding working capital and equipment. So, you know, if you're a little bit extra swamped.
Okay.
Can I shoot you my email real quick? So you just have my contact info? Yeah, we're going to send that.
Yeah, it's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at johnmadisonlandscape.com.
All one word?
Uh-huh.
.com. Perfect. Yeah, I'll just include my cell phone and my email there. Perfect.
All right, sounds good.
It's good talking to you, Debbie. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.